1450 WHDC Holland's hometown station welcomes you now to Meat of the Week with Rod DeYoung from Blue Star Meats on the other side of our table as he joins us every Friday morning at this time. Blue Star Meats on the Blue Star Highway on the way to Saugatuck. And for those who might be heading for the Saugatuck Indians game tonight against the Bangor Vikings and might want to do a little tailgating before the game, maybe some chuck might be on it.
If they're tailgating a couple hours in advance.
Talk a little bit about your meat of the week.
We got some really nice USDA choice chuck roasts. We have them price reduced down to $4 a pound. So got various sizes from 2.5, 3 pounds to 5, 6 pounds for those larger families. So
talk a little bit about, for those of us who are, shall we say, food illiterate. You say chuck roast and ground round and blah, blah, blah. What are we talking about with a chuck roast? What type of meat is it? And you mentioned that it's going to take a while to prepare a chuck roast the right way.
Yeah, normally they're low and slow. I have done them on the grill. They're wonderful, but they do take a lot of time. It's kind of like smoking a beef brisket or a pork butt or... It's a low and slow. You know, my memories of chuck roast were pretty much every Sunday, my mother putting one in the oven at 8 o'clock in the morning before church. And when you got home, you had pot roast and potatoes, and that was pretty much every Sunday. So
typically the meal that sticks to your ribs, and also sticks to your belly too.
Yeah, it's, I didn't get this physique for no reason, you know.
The late Greg Borgman, who used to be in this chair, used to talk about, I was in shape all the time. Round is a shape, and I'm in shape.
Right.
Rod, you guys had a lot of excitement over the last couple of weeks or so. The Blue Star Meats building now adorning, shall we say, a new look.
Yeah, we had our open house or our grand opening on Monday, and it was a great success. A lot of folks came out, a lot of existing customers that were just out there to support, and then a lot of new faces as well, which is good. Had some great food, kind of showcasing the meats and stuff that we provide. Had some giveaways. That was actually very satisfying, because just about every person I called after I drew their name, they were like, wow, I have never won anything in my life. So I'm like, well, I'm glad Blue Star Meat could provide you with your first raffle win. So that was exciting. And most of those folks have came picked their prizes up, which was the steaks, the free deer processings, and also the golf passes. So everything worked out real good. Hopefully everything keeps rolling.
Rod, I'm going to be asking you a very frank question. There are a lot of outlets that people can go to get their meats. The major grocery stores, obviously, they might say, whoa, it's a cheaper price if I go to the big box stores. And there are others such as yourself that are in the private business, the mom and pops. What makes Blue Star Meats distinctive in a very competitive marketplace?
It is a competitive marketplace, and... Boy, oh boy, that's almost a whole show in itself. Because there's just so many different ways that you can acquire your raw materials, you know, where you're sourcing stuff, you know, how you're taking care of it, how it's processed, the personal, you know, we really enjoy at Blue Star Meat people coming in and just discussing, you know, their dinner. You know, you're not going to get that with a cashier at, a big box store.
Mm-hmm.
Quite a few of my customers are, is they come in and they're like, I saw this on Food Network. What is it? And they'll have a picture.
Mm-hmm.
What is this piece? How do I get it? You know, and that's what we can accommodate. You know, we're people are always asking for different things, and, you know, and then it's, a lot of the stuff I could tell you right where it came from, as far as where it was purchased from. And we do the dry aging, which you're hanging the beef.
Mm-hmm. And I got to let you go on that. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's all right.
We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thank you.
That's Rod DeYoung from Blue Star Meats with Meat of the Week.